Good morning. So it seems like we're now deep into the forest of days. I seem to have lost track of how many. I think it's six because I think you said five yesterday. And earlier, Shuso asked me what day it was, and it was just like, I had no idea. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, it could be anything. So we're just getting deep into it now. And I sort of realized that in a way the session has just felt much lighter to me because I think it's the first one I've had in as many years as I can count that I actually haven't had some kind of trauma of some sort going on, either some physical condition or somebody who was very ill or somebody who was dying, or just there's been really major things going on the last number of years. And this session, there isn't. Well, not things of that nature. And, you know, I was thinking how, you know, some people would ask me, are you sure you want to go? Are you sure you want to leave to come up to Sesshin in the middle of whatever these things were? And it was like not even a question, but that this was exactly the thing to be doing so that I could actually better attend to and take care of myself and those things when I got back. And this covers work, people being really ill, people dying, and, you know, pretty serious stuff with my own body. My arm, I'm a potter, I couldn't move my arm. And I have to say that, you know, it's pretty amazing how coming here, doing what can look like seemingly nothing, transforms everything, moving back into the activity of our lives. So, just really struck me. Sometimes the absence of something can make you see the thing much more clearly. So anyway, I thought I'd like to talk a little bit more today about the other side of Zazen, which I guess I shouldn't really say side because it's not like there's really sides of Zazen. Maybe aspect is a better word, but last time I spoke quite a bit about the value of really looking into and seeing our delusions, because it is really true that to deal skillfully with our karma, we actually have to know what it is. We have to see it, and we just have to be aware of it. Because that is actually, our past is a big part of who we are right now. But at the same time, I'd like to take a look at the side of Zazen that actually just drops all that and just lets go of that piece completely and is actually really only about just being here right now. So Dogen is really pretty explicit in the Fugan Zazenge about how to do this. And, you know, for any of you who haven't read it yet or have read it a little bit, you know, it is really something to consider reading every day while you're here or every night before you go to bed. because so much of it still just grows on me every time I look at it. You know, I see something else, or there's another thing in this sentence, or, you know, it's deceptively simple, which, like all profound things, are really deceptively simple. It seems not as complicated, and maybe like there's not as much going on in his other writings, whatever you call it, sutras, texts. But there's a lot happening. So Dogen tells us, now for Zazen, a quiet room is best. Eat and drink moderately. Let go of all associations and put all affairs aside. Do not think of either good or evil. Do not be connected with either right or wrong. Put aside the operation of your intellect, volition, and consciousness. Stop considering things with memory, imagination, and contemplation. Do not seek to become a Buddha. To be a Buddha has nothing to do with the forms of sitting or lying down. And it's amazing how just reading these words, I feel better. I just more comfortable, more at ease, more open, lighter, just exactly those things that he tells us our Zazen can give us. So how much more can we feel that when we actually practice them in Zazen? So first, he says a quiet room is best. So, you know, as Chodo alluded to, a quiet room, if we're talking about silence, can be pretty hard to find anywhere. You know, my observation also is that the country can actually be louder than the city. You know, but I think what he's getting at, you know, is really a place that we give ourselves, partly through our intention and partly through physical place, that's really for us without activity or distractions, you know? And we have so much luxury. You know, I think of those guys in Sing Sing where it is never quiet. I mean, really never quiet. And yet, their meditation practice is really their sanctuary in the middle of hell. So, a quiet space is best. Eat and drink moderately. So it's not like don't eat anything, you know, don't sit down and be really hungry. We don't need to starve ourselves. But, you know, we don't want to be full and heavy and sleepy. And don't drink too much either. We don't want to be thinking about how we don't want to have to pee or whatever. We just want to be comfortable. Let go of all associations and put all affairs aside. So actually that really means let go of all associations and put all affairs aside. It actually does mean that, you know. So for this period of time, we're not going to be working. We're not going to be planning our next whatever trip out of here or anywhere else. It's not about our family. It's not about our relationships, etc., and so on. You know, much like when we go to a job, you know, you're just doing that job. And on some level, if you can give your Zazen time that priority, because it is that much of a priority. So just lay it down and It will still be there in 30 minutes. I guarantee it. Do not think good or evil. Do not be concerned with either right or wrong. So, you know, right there now, he's telling us to just lay aside that judging, discriminating mind. He's not saying lay it down forever, because we use that mind a lot. We need that mind. I mean, that's how we function in the world. But for this time, while we're doing Zazen, drop it. And just see, can you notice every time that judge creeps up? Because that judge is very, very, very sneaky and always wants to make an appearance. So we kind of really need to be vigilant, like really vigilant, to notice when that starts happening. So as soon as we notice that's what's happening, we just recognize it, acknowledge it, and return again to the breath. That's no small thing for 30 minutes to just try to let go of judging yourself and everyone else. But simply noticing how often we do it can actually help us let go of it. It is letting go of it. They're not separate. So just return to the breath. Put aside the operation of your intellect, volition, and consciousness. Again, it means really just exactly that. And what a relief, you know. Just kind of let your mind take a rest. You actually don't need to go to the beach to do this. You can be at the beach, you could be anywhere in the world, and still be rah, 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 rah. Right here, can you just let it rest? Again, for this period of time, there's absolutely nothing that you need to figure out. There's nothing you need to solve. There's nothing you need to fix, and so on and so forth. As soon as you notice yourself going there, whatever that looks like, just drop it. It's that simple. Turn to the breath. Stop considering things with memory, imagination, and contemplation. These are all really wonderful states to be in. I love to spend a lot of time in them myself, but not during Zazen. When you notice them arise, whether your mind is floating backwards or imagining forwards, going sideways, simply let go and return once again to the breath. The breath arising and dissolving is our refuge. It's actually our way home. So just let the arising and dissolving move through you like waves in the ocean. Do not seek to become Buddha. Do not seek to become Buddha. The more you do it, the further we move from ourselves. It's like not necessary, completely extra. It's like putting ketchup in tomato sauce. just don't do it. When you notice yourself trying to become Buddha, to become enlightened, to seek anything really, to be better than where you are and what you are, notice it, let it go, return home to the breath. Then he gives us those recommendations on posture, which I'm not going to read all through them again, you know, but really just to say, you know, the function and the point of all this stuff about posture is to just so that we can be as comfortable as possible while we remain alert and awake. Posture is actually a very internal activity. It's not at all about what we look like or what we see on the outside. It really just has everything to do with how we hold and contain our energy. It actually shapes our energy in a lot of ways. So this affects us profoundly. And again, you know, as Chodo alluded to, it's not about how it looks. Swaying our body, finding our balance point of ease and alertness. So this really means when you sit down on the cushion, really take a few moments to find your comfortable seat. And by swaying a little bit left and right, forwards and backwards, we can find that point of balance where we can just drop it, let go of our bodies so that we don't need to hold anything. We don't want to hold anything in our minds, and we don't want to hold anything in our bodies. Depending on your body, that's going to look really different for each of us. But that's what you're trying for. So then he says, from here we can sit stably in samadhi. So following these recommendations, just being present to our breath, we actually are our breath. Being our breath, being the room. We are the cicadas, fans. The sounds, the sensations, all of it, the drifting thoughts. We are in samadhi then. But we don't know it. As soon as we know it, we're not in samadhi anymore. Samadhi doesn't know anything about knowing anything about anything. That's the beauty. We actually don't have to know anything. For once in our lives, we can just really not know anything. Think of not thinking. How do you think of not thinking? It's what all these recommendations are telling us, actually. Beyond thinking. We somehow think thinking is the best, but thinking causes a lot of agita. So beyond thinking, this is the essential way of Zazen. It's not step-by-step meditation. There's no roadmaps. Every time we take a seat, it's different. It's a different moment. It's a different Zazen. Dogen says we are like dragons in the water or a tiger in the mountains. Alert, relaxed, ready, moving, and still. You must know that true Dharma manifests itself in Zazen, and that dullness and distraction drop away. Again, it is our thinking and discriminating minds which just cause so much of our extra suffering. We're never not going to have suffering. But there's plenty enough that we don't need to add to it. So Zazen really allows us, teaches us how to lay down that quality of mind. So that actually our deepest quality of mind, a very different quality of mind, but truer quality of mind, can actually emerge. And as our thinking mind drops away, the treasure, really, of each moment can then reveal itself. It can reveal itself, and we can see it. It's actually always revealing itself. It's just, we don't see it. He says, in doing Zazen, the koan with a capital K manifests itself. It cannot be ensnared. The real koan, our lives, cannot be ensnared. But it can be appreciated and enjoyed when we allow ourselves to move back and forth between these different qualities of experience or mind. You can't stay in either one of them. The art is to move back and forth. The more you practice the essential art of Zazen, you know, as what he's talking about here, on the cushion, the more available will actually be to you in the midst of everything that you do. So I'd just like to leave you with a recommendation by Theodore Rilke. And he says, reflect on the world, which I would say is the whole world. Reflect on the world that you carry within yourself and name this thinking what you wish. Your innermost happening is worth all your love.
Send me.